Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Me'ila, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Parim ha'nesrafim, u'se'irim ha'nesrafim. These are karbanos that are completely burnt. They're not oilos. They're technically a carbon chattas. They're chatois. But their blood is sprayed in the Heichel, some of them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But unlike a regular chatas, where the kohen gets to eat it, the basar, the meat of these karbanos, are burnt outside of Yerushalayim. What are the parim ha'nesrafim? They're the par chata shel yom kippurim that the kohen gadol brings as a kapara for himself and other kohanim. There's the par helam davar shel tzibur. That's in the Sanhedrin for gada halacha, and by mistake, they were matir in aveira which carries a chi of karis. And roiv of the tzibur followed through on that psak. So those that followed through on the psak don't bring a personal chatas. Instead, there's the par helam davar shel tzibur. There's the par kohen mashiach that the kohen gadol brings when he paskins by mistake to be over in isur karis. And he himself did it based on his own psak. Then there's the seirim hanisrafim. Right? Parim means bulls, seirim are goats. The seirim hanisrafim are, there's the soya shel yom kippurim, that's mechaper for klal Yisrael. There's seirei avodah zarah, that's when the tzibur sinned with an isur of avodah zarah, according to a mistaken psak of the Sanhedrin. It's similar to the par helam davar shel tzibur, but when it's an avodah zarah, it's a soyer. So the dam ha-par v'ha-sor of Yom Kippur is sprayed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Remember Musaf of Yom Kippur? So you remember from Masechtas Yuma, from Musaf on Yom Kippur. Achas, achas, lemayla v'sheva, lemata. That's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichel. The other parim and Sirim HaNesrafim are sprayed just in the Heichel. The Amrim, they're makter on the Mizbeach, and the basar is burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Now, like the oilas ha'oif, there's no point over here that it becomes mutter for kohanim. And therefore, me'ila does not go off. Not even after the zrikas ha'dam. It remains kachi Hashem. So again, parim ha'nesrafim, asirim ha'nesrafim, my alan ben, me'ila starts, mishehigdashu. As soon as they are magdish these karbanos, in other words, as soon as he says a rezu chatas, nishchetu, once it's shechted, huchshu, it becomes roy, li pasel, to become pasel, betvul yaim, if a tvul yaim touches it, ube mechusa kippurim, or someone that selects a kapara, even though they already toiveled themselves, and the sun did set, ubelina. Or if the dam was not sprayed before Shkia Sachama, then it's possible. Who's a dam on? What happens after they spray the blood? So now you've finished all the avoidas, and therefore pigul is set into place. Chayoven aleyan, one would be chayiv karis, mishim pigul, also noiser and tame. So again, this is negated every time we mention pigul. Suppose the kayin had in mind to spray the dam chutzlizmani, or to be makter the amrin, which is the part that goes up on the mizbeach after the time. And the other avodas were finished off properly. It's pigul. If someone eats this, he's chayiv karis. For that matter, once we spray the dam, the process is finished. It's matir the basa to be burnt on the mizbeach, and the amrin for haktara. At this point, there's a chayiv karis for nicer, and eating it if somebody is tummy. It's after the avodas are finished that these isurim click into place, as we have been saying all along. Umay alam behen, and even after the zrikas hadam, me'ila does not go off, and you know why? Because there's no hetel l'kohanim. The only thing that's going to take off the me'ila is when we're finished with the mitzvah. It's nasa mitzvasei, and that would be, in this case. And here's where it's a little different. There's another factor over here. It would be when it's Bebeis Hadesh, in the place where they burn it, and Atshe Yutach HaBasar, until the meat is completely burnt and turns into coals. Because that's the mitzvah. Mila only goes off after the mitzvah is completed. So again, we have the Parim HaNesrafim, Asirim HaNesrafim, these are karbanos, their blood is sprayed, some of them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel, some just in the Heichel. They're makta the Amrim on the Mizbeach, and it's completely burnt. Mila starts as soon as they're magdashit. With Shechita, it becomes more sensitive. It'll become possible b'tful yom or b'mechusa kippurim. And if the blood wasn't sprayed before night, once there's azaz hadam, so we've completed all the avoidas, now there would be an issur of pigul noiser and tame, and mi'ila does not go off here, although by other chatas it does, not by these chatas, and that's because no basar goes to the kayin. The only thing that's going to take off the mi'ila is that the mitzvah has been completed. There's nothing else to do. And that would be after it's burnt in the Beis HaDesh and to the point that the meat mamish becomes coals.